Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3327. And today's date is April 11th, 2024. And the title of the episode is Central Bank is Political. They Lied. Trump Takes Control of the Economic Narrative. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investing feels overwhelming right now, doesn't it? So complicated, so many decisions. But leaving your money in the bank? Not great. It's losing value every single day. So if it's stressing you out and driving you nuts, why not invest smarter with Noble Gold Investments? Precious metals are simple and real. There isn't a company on the stock market that it was around 2,000 years ago, but gold was. It's always been there through wars, disasters, and turmoil. Reliable, dependable, and authentic. That's why you can't go wrong with precious metals. They've always had your back. Noble Gold Investments, American-based experts will show you how to set and forget your IRA or 401k. You'll get a dedicated professional assigned to you, no hassle, no call centers. This month, Noble Gold Investments is giving a free quarter-ounce gold standard coin with every qualifying IRA investment. Go to Noble Gold Investments, that is x22gold.com, to claim your gold coin, that is x22gold.com, or click the link in the description. And remember, there's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's get right into the economic collapse financial news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West central bank, the World Economic Forum, they are now preparing the economic narrative as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. And I do believe that the Fed, since OMG did an undercover piece showing that they are political, most likely they will drop the rate a little bit to try to help Biden. And I don't think this is really a surprise to people that all of a sudden, the central bank is political. They lean to one side. So if that is the case, all this talk about, oh, the rates are going to go up, oh, they're not going to cut, most likely, they will probably cut just once, just to help Biden to push the economy into the presidential election. Now, I do believe this is going to fail. I don't believe that this is going to work out for him. I think this is going to push the economy off the cliff. And it looks like Trump is already taking back the narrative because he's been putting up videos showing people they are worse off now than they were with Trump. And people are saying they can't make ends meet. I can't believe I don't have enough money. Inflation is killing me. So basically, Trump is now taking back the narrative. The central bank is political, and everything that Biden is going to try to do is going to completely and utterly fail. And it's already failing. But again, as the system breaks down and people are losing their jobs, people can't pay their taxes, the government isn't receiving the taxes that they need, which is to pay back the private West central bank. Because remember, we borrow the Federal Reserve note from the private West central bank. There's interest attached on that. And those individuals, the people of this country, they're the ones who have to pay this all back. And when you don't pay it back, what happens? They send their enforcers out. And remember when Biden was saying, oh, no, no, we're only going after the wealthy. This is why we need the $80 billion for the IRS agents, because these 87,000 agents, they're just going to go to the very, very wealthy. They're not going to go to the middle class, the lower income people. Well, that turns out to be completely fake, phony, and false, just like everything else that they do. So the IRS last year, they claimed the extra $80 billion would help the IRS restore fairness and tax compliance by shifting more attention onto high-income earners, partnership, larger corporations, and promoters abusing the nation's tax laws. The effort will center on adding more attention on wealthy partnerships and other high earners that have been sharp drops in audit rates for these taxpayer segments during the past decade. But according to a new audit of the agency, as of just less than a year ago, 63% of new IRS audit inquiries were to middle-income earners who made less than $200,000 a year. Only a small overall share reached the very highest earners, while 80% of the audits covered filers earning less than $1 million. So once again, who are they really going after? Because those individuals in the middle bracket, well, there's a lot of them. And what they want is they want to go after those. Why would they go after the 1%? Those are their people. They're going to go after the low-hanging fruit, which is the middle class, which is the lower income people. Why are they going after them? Because there's a lot of them and they want to punish them in the long run. And you can see there's a lot of people right now, because of what's happening in the economy, they're having a very, very difficult time. Nearly 50 million Americans are now subprime borrowers, forced to take higher interest rate loans and credit cards if they can get them. So basically, these people are having a tough time. They are now subprime, which means if they're going to borrow, they have to pay a lot higher interest rate, which means it puts them into further trouble. So does this seem right? Those people that are having a difficult time, those people that can't make ends meet, they are now subprime. They have higher interest rates with higher payments, and it just hurts them in the long run. This is how this system works. Should it be this way? Absolutely not. And the credit card companies, they're not going to help. Actually, they're going to make it a lot worse. Wall Street Silver put this out and said the following. In the USA, the credit card duopoly of Visa and MasterCard controls most of the payment market share. The fees that they tack on to the transactions cost $137 billion per year, which impacts prices for everyone. The average family pays $900 each in those higher prices at stores. In addition, China UnionPay is processing U.S. credit card transactions. The concern is that the USA-based companies are gradually creating their own social credit score to eliminate your ability to make certain purchases, such as guns and other products they dislike. The Credit Card Competition Act, sponsored by Republican Roger Marshall, J.D. Vance, and Josh Hawley, is designed to create more competition and stop Chinese CCP-controlled companies from processing our data. FX Hedge responded to this and said, we need more competition in the credit card network industry. Visa and MasterCard essentially put a tax of nearly 3% on almost every transaction in our economy, which means that people are going to end up paying for this. And yes, all of this is being shipped out to China so they can set up a social credit score type of system. And you know what they're tracking out there. They're not tracking your food. They're not tracking any of that. They want to know who's purchasing guns and who they can stop. That's what this is really all about. But again, are they helping the everyday person? No, they're actually hurting them in the long run. And we do need more competition. Now, we know that the Biden administration, they understand that the entire economic system is completely and utterly falling apart. But again, they're not going to come out and tell everyone, hey, by the way, our policies just failed and everything's falling apart. They're going to hide this. They're going to use a cover story. They're going to gaslight you into thinking that everything is absolutely fantastic. And later on, I do believe this is going to happen probably around the summer months, probably in August, moving into September. They're going to start to blame what happened in Maryland. And they're going to say, this is why the economy is breaking down. This is why we're seeing inflation. This is why we see supply issues. This is why we're seeing all this, because our policies were working and now they're not because of the bridge. I do believe this was a complete and utter setup from the very, very beginning, because how do you bring in a change of batter? With the economy failing, you can't say, hey, we're going to do better than what Biden was doing. You have to shift the blame someplace else so someone else can come in and say everything was working. It was the bridge that made this problem. So what's happening out in Maryland? Well, it looks like Moody is going to cut Maryland Transportation Authority's debt outlook to negative. And this is not going to work out well for the economy across the country. It's not just isolated to this one little area. But again, is this the problem? Is this why everything's falling apart? No, I do believe what they're going to do is they're going to use this to explain this is why everything is completely falling apart. So right now we can see that they have this set up right now. And we already have the Biden administration. They're already setting the narrative for one rate cut later in this year. Now, we'll be getting to that in just a sec, but what's very interesting is that we have Jamie Dimon, Larry Summers, they're all talking about a Fed hike. So Genevieve Roekdechter put this out on X and said, is the Fed's next move a hike? Here's what top leaders say in the last few days. Jamie Dimon, CEO of JP Morgan, were prepared for a very broad range of interest rates from 2 to 8% or even more. Larry Summers, former Treasury Secretary, you have to take it seriously, the possibility that the next rate move will be upwards rather than downwards. Michelle Bauman, Fed governor, I continue to see the risk that at a future meeting, we may need to increase the policy rate further should progress on inflation stall or even reverse. So all of these people are talking about a Fed rate hike. Now, what's very interesting is that Biden came out and says inflation report may delay the expected interest rate cut, and we might see this happening later this year. So they're already saying because of inflation right now, we're going to hold off and we're going to have the rate cut later this year. Actually, Fed Williams, He sees inflation falling closer to 2% target by next year, despite recent bumps. And he says later this year, we might see that rate cut if the economy continues to do what it's doing. Now, it might be bumpy, he says. We might see, you know, inflation pop up. But as long as we have all the fundamentals, everything will be fine. And we'll probably see a rate cut maybe by the latter part of this year. Maybe it'll be in September. Maybe it'll be in October, which I do believe that's when they'll probably end up doing this. They're going to try to get everything under control. Now, once again, we have people saying there's going to be a rate hike because of the inflation that they're seeing right now. We have some Fed chiefs out there saying that, no, these are just bumps in the road, and eventually we're going to have a rate cut. And Biden is out there already telling people, yes, there is inflation right now, and we might have to delay the rate cut a little while until everything calms down. So I do believe what they're doing right now is they're setting up the narrative, removing the expectations as it's going to be a rate cut, you know, coming June. I do believe they're pushing it down the line. Let's talk about our health. We live in the most advanced era in human history. There have never been more medical breakthroughs than there are right now. So why are millions of Americans unhealthy and overweight than ever before? According to the U.S. Board Certified Physicians and expert nutritionist Dr. Amy Lee, one of the main reasons is three harmful foods that are being passed off as health foods all over the country. Wait till you hear this, because these foods can cause weight gain, clog your digestive tract, deplete your energy, and wreck your skin. They are banned in other countries. Yet, shockingly, they're still legal in the U.S., and it's time someone shined a light on what they are. Dr. Amy Lee does just that while explaining how the side effects from those foods are wreaking havoc on the health of millions of Americans. The great news is it's easy to stop and reverse this damage by simply learning which foods to avoid and how to spot them. And by doing so, you can experience easier weight loss, smooth digestion, and vibrant energy. To find out these three fake health foods, go to 3harmfulfoods.com/X22. That's the number, 3harmfulfoods.com/X22, or click on the link in the description. After years of extensive study, Dr. Amy Lee put together a revealing video totally free to the public so you never get duped by these foods again. Find out all you need to know to regain control over your body at 3harmfulfoods.com/X22, or click the link in the description box below. This way, they're prepared and ready for this. Now, once again, the Fed has continually told us that they are not political whatsoever. They do things for the good of the economy. Well, what we come to find out, and James O'Keefe went undercover and actually interviewed one of these individuals that works for the Federal Reserve. It looks like the agency, the corporation that creates currency, it looks like they are political. And if they are political, why wouldn't they help Biden? Let me just read what James O'Keefe wrote here. Hidden camera captures principal economist, Federal Reserve, talking about Jerome Powell's legacy as somebody who held the line against Trump. The influential agency responsible for maintaining a stable monetary system appears to not just be establishing interest rates, but to be setting policies for desired social outcomes under Powell. The Fed has changed to think about equity issues like racial issues, think about wealth inequality as part of the mandate, as part of the things we're following. Think about climate change. Think about all these other things that they're doing. This is the left's policies, and they are following them along, and they were trying to stop Trump every step of the way. Now, this individual, he writes the speeches for the federal chair, Jerome Powell, and Hizmo says Trump is just a crazy person and conservatives are dumb. And he describes to OMG's American Swiper Citizen Journalist, a politicized Federal Reserve board, where Powell has promoted ESG issues like climate change and wants to be remembered in history as a savior. But don't tell anyone, because Hizmo says, I'm just really worried that I'm saying stuff that's classified. It's all classified. Well, I think we all can see this. I think we all knew that the Federal Reserve was not political and they were doing this for the best interest of the country. We've known from the very, very beginning that this is where everything stemmed from. It stems from what? The Federal Reserve. This is the cause of the entire problem here. Because who's creating our currency? Who can blackmail? Who can control everything? Not just this country, but people around the world, because they have enslaved the world in their system. And since the Fed now is admitting that they're politicized, Who do you think they're going to help in the end? They will help Joe Biden. Because in the end, as it gets closer and closer to the presidential election, I don't believe it's going to be Joe Biden. It'll probably be the change of batter. And think about how this is going to play out. As we get closer and closer, they'll use the bridge to say, this is why the economy's falling apart. But don't worry, everything is working. Yes, that was a bump in the road. And that's why you're feeling a little bit of pain right now. But the economy's still working, and the Fed says everything looks good, so they're going to cut rates and try to make people think that the economy is doing much, much better than it really is. Because when they signal a rate cut, people are going to go, oh, wow, I think it's all working. But what that's going to do, it's going to destroy the entire market. It's going to destroy pretty much everything, and everything's going to start to fall apart very, very rapidly. And I do believe this is exactly what we're going to see as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. Because remember, they're using a slush fund to keep the markets up. Once that slush fund runs out, once all their little tricks and everything that they're trying to do runs out, they're in deep trouble. And yes, this is why you see gold moving up. This is why you see Bitcoin moving up. Because once again, when the system completely implodes on itself and the currency continually loses value, you see the alternative currencies, which is outside of the central bank system, you see them start to pop. Now, gold is, of course, having a little bit tougher time because the central bank, from the very, very beginning, they learned how to control gold. But I do believe in the end, they will lose control over all of this. And what's very interesting is Forbes is asking a very simple question to the Fed. Price of gold should be sounding alarm bells at the Federal Reserve. Because why is gold moving up right now? Why is gold moving up if everything is fantastic? Does it make any sense? It's moving up because the value of the currency is losing value very, very rapidly. They're losing control of the gold market. And I do believe in the end, they'll lose control over everything. And as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, they need to keep the illusion alive. And that's why they're going to need the rate cut. They need to keep the illusion alive that everything they did is working. But behind the scenes, behind the illusion, that people are going to understand that we have major, major problems, especially with people being laid off, especially with people who can't afford certain items or they can't pay their bills like electric, gas, and car insurance because those are skyrocketing. The people are going to know in the end. And Trump, he is just taking control of the economic narrative. He put out a message and he says, and he asked a simple question, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? And the people, they're saying absolutely not. Actually, they've taken clips from the fake news and he shows how the fake news is even saying the economy is terrible because this is something that you can't really hide. Yes, you can use manipulated numbers like the manipulated unemployment numbers. You can use manipulated GDP numbers. You can use manipulated inflation numbers. But everyday people, even the fake news people, they know when there's something wrong. They know that the people wouldn't believe them if they broadcast that everything's perfect, that the inflation is really not here, because people see it every single day. So listen to Trump's message here, and you're going to hear the people say, we are not better off, we're worse off.
Are you better off now than you were in January of 2021?
No, I'm not. I mean, that's me being honest. I'm working 5 times harder. When I calculate everything, hours worked to amount of money bringing in is nowhere near as high as it was.
Just 31% of Americans approve of how Biden is handling this economy, 56% disapprove. And this is interesting. Just 13% of Americans say they've gotten better financially since the president took office.
Our latest ABC News poll shows 4 in 10 Americans say they're worse off than when you were elected. Only 16% said they were better off.
More than half of the country disapproves of Biden's job performance, weighed down by significant discontent over the economy. 40% say they are worse off financially than they were 2 years ago. The most negative response to that question in nearly 40 years of our polling.
What do you say to the 44% of Americans who say they are worse off now than they were before Biden took office?
An exclusive News Nation Decision Desk headquarters poll out this morning reveals almost every American, a staggering 97%, is somewhat or very concerned about soaring prices.
The one thing I can't believe is that At my previous job, I got paid $5 less an hour than I'm doing this one, and I was better off at that time than I am right now.
Now, I do believe Trump, he's going to be putting out a lot more messages like this and other messages, because as the system breaks down, people are going to look for solutions. People are going to say, you know something? Yeah, I was a lot better off when Trump was in the White House. Even those people that don't like him, they're going to say, you know something? I really was better off because I had a lot more money. Gas was cheaper. I felt it. And moving forward, what's very interesting about this is that Trump, he turned the tables on them. Remember, the Fed, they tried to bring down the economy when Trump was in the White House. They started to raise rates. And actually, during the interview with James O'Keefe, when they have their undercover agent interview the Federal Reserve individual, he even admitted that they were raising the rates to put pressure on Trump and to pretty much bring the economy down. But Trump, he put a lot of pressure on Powell to drop the rates, and they reversed course. So they were really trying to actually bring it all down. Just like during COVID, they tried to bring down the market at that point. Remember, we had Soros saying that, hey, the market's overheated. It looks like it might be coming down. And then all of a sudden, COVID hit. The market was starting to crash. They were dumping a lot of the stocks. But once again, we can see that everything that Biden has done, because he's running on fumes with what Trump has done, they're just trying to keep everything status quo. They're trying to keep the market up. That's their most important thing that they're trying to do, because that's what people look at. If the market is up, that is the illusion that the economy is great. When the market comes down, all of a sudden, hey, the economy is a complete and utter disaster. Even if the economy is a disaster, they keep the market up to make you think that everything is okay. So they're going to try to keep it up until the last moment. And in the last moment, everything is going to come tumbling down. Just like in 2008, 2009, they were telling us that everything's fine. Even though in California, we had people, you know, leaving their homes, people were being laid off like crazy. They were still telling us that the economy's okay. Everything's fine until the market came down in October. Then everyone started to realize there was a major, major problem in the economy. And I do believe we're following the same exact path right now. And actually, if we're following the same exact path, this is going to work to Trump's benefit. And Trump will be able to take control over this entire narrative in the end, which is going to destroy the deep state, destroy the central bank, destroy all of them. Because Trump, at that point, he'll have all the leverage. The central bank, Biden administration, World Economic Forum, the fake, they will not. So I do believe it's going to get a little bumpy. But I do believe in the end, when we get out of this and Trump takes charge, he'll be able to turn the economy around pretty darn fast. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.